Talking travel with Tropical Sky. Experience amazing Thailand with golden temples, turquoise seas, and warm hospitality. Your dream holiday to Thailand awaits with tropicalsky.ie.
Ed Finn is back from his Mediterranean cruise looking suspiciously relaxed. Your first cruise in 3 years, or as you said, Ed, looking like the waistband has grown a little. I did not say that. You're the one who said that. Yeah. You enjoyed the food.
Do you know what, Trina Mara? When I weighed myself on Saturday night, I was 2 kilos down. Is that a miracle, or is that like a world record? A fella who goes on a cruise and comes back a bit lighter.
Did you put the scales onto the good tile in the bathroom instead of the dodgy one?
All my tiles are good in my bathroom. Excuse me. Yes, I did.
So tell me this much. What cruise were you on?
Oh, listen, really now. This was phenomenal. It's the Sun Princess. It's part of Princess Cruises. They have special deals with Click and Go Holidays, right? So I kind of booked it through them and I told them what I wanted. You know, a lot of adult only, you know, a lot of foodie things, really kind of, you know, nice experiences. And I actually, would you believe it, I actually went to, I mean, there was a gym, two gyms on the ship, right? So I went twice to the gym as well. But the pools, infinity pools, jacuzzis, saunas, you name it, I mean, it's very luxurious. And the dome, Trina, and the entertainment and stuff, like, it is it's 4,000 people, but it's something else, something else.
Yeah, what's the name of the cruise again?
So I was on the Sun Princess, which is part of Princess Cruises.
And who do you book that through? Do they have a direct thing or do they use a travel agent?
Here, yeah, all the travel agent stuff. Now, they had special deals. This month is Cruise Month with Click and Go Holidays and Princess Cruises. So they had special deals. So from 7.79 with Aer Lingus, I flew from Dublin to Athens and then we cruised from Athens all around the Mediterranean up to Barcelona, and I flew with Aer Lingus back from Barcelona to Dublin. 7.79, I upgraded to a balcony and a premier drinks package. So I think it was about 1,300 in total, I think, or a little bit more maybe, I'm not sure exactly.
Describe this cruise now for me and talk us through the full itinerary, will you?
Okay, so I would say to you, right, what I thought made the cruise so special for me, first of all, was I hadn't been to Santorini, sort of like I hadn't been, I looked at a few different itineraries and I hadn't been to Sicily, Messina in Sicily, so, and I touched on Montenegro before, which was different, but I hadn't been to Starry Bar or Corfu. So they were all the ones on it, right, so which was great. So you arrived on Saturday, you went on the ship, you know, the buzz was amazing. There's something fabulously exciting about going along and then you see this massive ship and it's a beautiful looking ship, the ship itself, right? So 17 restaurants, from classical musical concerts to karaoke to Irish bars to cocktail bars, amazing, beautiful pools, wellness spaces. But the dome was amazing. It's got this spectacular glass enclosed space right at the top of the ship. It's like the Starship Enterprise. And it transforms at night, Trina, into this massive, immersive entertainment venue. And it just feels like Las Vegas at sea. Unbelievable. That's what it's like, honestly. And the lights and the displays, your mouth is open for the whole, like, I was like, what? What's this? I couldn't believe it. And it was fabulous, like this glass dome. It was like something out of a sci-fi movie. And it was, everyone was all dressed up. The style was amazing. 53 nationalities, I think I met. I can't remember. I lost count. But everyone and anyone was there. So it was incredible. And then there's an interesting thing called Spellbound as well, which is a magic and cocktail experience. Now, this is inspired by the famous Magic Castle Club in Los Angeles, and it's like you go into, it was like, remember, like if you went into Lily's Bordello, we'll say, and there's a magic act going on inside and there's cocktail bars and you're like, where am I now? And of course the ship is so well engineered and balanced, you don't feel that you're even on the sailing or moving half the time.
Do so, you not amazing. Yeah, so your cocktails, no fear of the cocktails spilling.
No, not only to your mouth. Oh, not a drop spilled.
And tell me this much, I know with cruises sometimes people think the entertainment is going to be absolutely cringe. Not cringe at all.
No, not cringe at all. There was a female equivalent of Andrea Bocelli. She was singing one night. I'm going to send you some of the videos. And it was mind-blowing. She was amazing. And the piano, I thought it was Lang Lang, the Chinese fella playing the piano at one stage. It was unbelievable. But then, I mean, you had stand-up comedy, the Comedy Store. I was doing karaoke, singing Frank Sinatra, That's Life. I tell you, massive applause to that. I know, working hard. And again, then the next night, then the disco, of course, goes on. Like, then there's a lovely kind of a high tech, amazing colour disco. And then during the day, in the main deck upstairs where all the pools are and the bars, there's a DJ playing up there, Trine, as well. So the buzz and the crack is like, it would be like you broadcasting your show from the top of the pool area and just all the people.
Now, there is an idea. Yeah. There is an idea.
I'm telling you. Listen, they'd love it. They said it to me, by the way. So they love all that stuff. It was just, you couldn't read the fun and the crack. That was like a little bit of a beat that sea then, you know. So
yeah,
it was fun. And all age groups. I mean, ages from, you know, you name it, you know, just all different ages. My age group, everyone. You know what I mean? So yeah, it was a complete mix.
Okay. Now, talk to me about this medallion technology. What is that?
So, you know, when you get your dog chipped, when you go to the vet and you get the dog chipped, so you never lose your dog. That's it. Basically.
Okay. So, human chipping.
Well, you get a medallion when you get on board, and that medallion is just incredible, right? The technology involved in it, brilliant. So when you wear that right around you, you go up to your door and your cabin and your door opens for you. You go to order a drink and the, "Hi Edward, how are you? What would you like today?" I'm like, how does he know my name?
And then, because it comes up on their iPad or whatever.
Yeah, because when you come, like when you come into the radar of the of their you know, the whatever, the checkout things, whatever, they recognize who it is beside them. So like, it's just this very amazing. So everywhere you go, restaurants, everything you do, you never take a penny out of your pocket. Your cabin door unlocks, staff greet you by name. You order anywhere you are on the ship, right? You order a drink, whether it's a coffee, a coke, a cocktail, whatever. And in about 10 minutes, wherever you are, they find you with your medallion.
They'll find you.
Yeah.
Ah, come on.
So you could be doing your sort of, you know, Lana Turner moment in the headscarf at the hiding at the end of the ship, and they'll find you, right? It's like absolutely brilliant, and it takes all the hassle out of cruising, and it is seamless. And I have to say, I thought it was 2035 or something, you know, like very sci-fi, but very so good. Clever. And you don't pay, just thank you, Mr. Edwards, thank you. And like, you get used to it after a while.
I hate this idea of having to get money out and the tipping. Oh, and you still have to tip, by the way.
No, it was all included in the package that I booked, which I highly recommend to people. So you've no stress at all.
Yeah, and nice food.
Oh, listen, Trina, the food is phenomenal. From teppanyaki to seafood, steakhouses. There's one restaurant called Love by Brito, which is designed by this Romero Brito, this famous designer. And you go in and everything is the most beautiful colours. The bread comes in a heart shape. Your ravioli is in heart shapes. Your drinks are pink and red. It's love. You're loved up. There's petals everywhere. It's incredible, the crockery and the style, the glasses. So that's an experience at the end of the ship, and you're just looking down on the ocean, and it is just so romantic. Yeah, gorgeous. Oh, no, that's just one of the things. I mean, even O'Malley's Irish Pub has one of the best chicken wings you'd ever have. So there's buffet restaurants, there's sort of your speciality. But in terms of, if you just wanted a foodie week, Trina, where you did lovely restaurants every night, you'd never have to leave the ship at all. The executive chef, Ian Holmes, he's from Dublin, and he oversees this incredible culinary operation, feeding thousands of guests every day. And the standard was just phenomenal. Like, really, I mean, Sabatini's, the Italian restaurant, I think one of the best Italian meals I've ever had. The food is just on another level, I have to say.
Now, your recommendation is to upgrade to the balcony cabin.
Yes.
It's worth doing, is it?
It is, yeah. I always think it's lovely to have a balcony, and it's not that much more expensive. You don't have to at all, because, in fact, up on deck, there's so many wonderful decks. I mean, there was 17 floors and the lifts fly up and down. So, I mean, you can, you know, you don't need, if you didn't want to, you wanted a really, you know, affordable option. But I love it because when you're sailing, for example, when we left Sicily and we left the Straits of Messina, we sailed up past on the left, then there was Calabria and Reggio Di, and you can sit on your balcony and you can just have a little, you order your 10 minutes, your cocktail is at the door, right? And you are sitting on the, and you can just enjoy, you know, the sailing. So that's what's lovely. You've 2 days at sea, so it is very nice. I personally love to look out and to just see that, you know, at the sea. But the interior cabins also are very stylishly done, so it's definitely a recommendation. And I upgraded to the Premier Drinks package as well, because I wanted to really kind of enjoy it, and I thought it was just the best value, really. You won't ever use the the amount of drinks you're allowed to have. I mean, you know, it was super.
Ed there talking about his week on board the Sun Princess with Princess Cruises. I'm just wondering how I can get one of those medallions for around the house.
Yeah, I have mine.
Order a cup of tea, it'd be with you in 10 minutes.
I know, wouldn't it be fab? I'll ask Captain Paolo. Captain Paolo Arrigo, who was the captain. He also was on TV, by the way. He's known as Captain Loveboat. I don't know if you saw the Loveboat programme with Princess. Lovely guy from Messina. Couldn't have been nicer there and the crew. So I must say, Trina, it was the best week.
Oh, he's off to book the next one. Ed, thanks so much.
You're welcome, Trina. All the best.
Talking travel with Tropical Sky. Experience amazing Thailand with golden temples, turquoise seas and warm hospitality. Your dream holiday to Thailand awaits with TropicalSky.ie.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.